This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Chauncey Gardner-Johnson for former first-round guard Kenyon Green trade. So a fresh start for Kenyon Green. Doesn't mean they're out on Mekhi Becton, but at least some offensive line help and some depth. Also a pick swap.
Ian Rapoport announcing the deal that sent CJGJ to the Houston Texans. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. So we know what's happened so far. The Eagles brought in A.J. Dillon, former Packer running back. They're all in favor of the deal. It's a low risk, feels like. Maybe high upside kind of move.
Yeah.
I'm good with it. Hugh, I liked him coming out of college. And when I think the Packers took him in the second round. So he wasn't a nobody coming out of college. And hopefully he can stay healthy. And
maybe you thinking and seeing what happened with Saquon, he might come in and try to resurrect his career.
I'm sure he could. Look, I thought before a couple of years ago he could become a guy. And then he just had injury issues. So hopefully he stays healthy. But they imported. Everything else, for the most part, until the move they made this morning, has been guys moving on. Let's listen to Adam Schefter talking about the Eagles' plan here, what he thinks they're doing, what people around the league think the Eagles are doing this offseason, and then the big picture plan.
The Philadelphia Eagles are scheduled to have 20 draft picks in the next 2 years, Ty. 20 picks! Most teams in a given draft have 7. The Eagles have 20 the next 2 years, including 11 in the first 4 rounds of the next 2 years. 11 and 17 in the first 5 rounds of the next 2 years. You know what those picks do? Those picks give you a chance to bring in good young players on rookie contracts that allow you to pay the veteran superstars. So they're planning on these young players stepping in. And who has had a better drafting record than the Philadelphia Eagles? And by the way, it's probably going to turn into more once they lose Mekhi Becton. And who knows how they're going to manipulate the draft this year and potentially turn it into more picks next year or the year after. So this was, I think, part of the plan for them to move forward like this.
So there's Schefter talking about all the picks they have. 20 picks in the next 2 years, 11 of which are in the first 4 rounds of those drafts. That's a lot of draft picks.
Yeah, man. And it's, you know, I'm not even Adam Schefter. I kind of saw that. You want to stay young on defense. You want to get young, smart players that can come in and play your style and then see how they do. And then you identify the guys. You know, we always talk about Jalen Carter and what he was in the first year here. Look what he turned into with good coaching. Like, that's what, like, he is, like, next year, you know, this year he stepped up big time.
Mm-hmm.
And now he understands and knows that he's in position. If he has another year like he had last year, he's going to make a ton of money.
He is. And the more he makes, and let's say Nolan Smith makes and Quinyon makes, they're going to need even more guys around them that are really cheap. So I get the strategy, and I think it makes sense considering the way the roster is right now. But they're not going to pick 20 players the next 2 years that make the team.
I don't think so.
It's win now teams don't have that many rookies. So it makes me wonder, are they going to package some of these picks to move up in rounds? If they really, like last year when they moved up to get Cooper, they identify someone, they go get him. That's possible. I also think Howie might trade some of these picks for players that are in the league right now that are still on the rookie deal that could help them. Like last year was Jahan Dotson, and he helped, you know, he was whatever. He did make a catch in the Super Bowl. Great. But like a guy like that, that the team he's on, the Mayer guy, the tight end in Las Vegas that's brought up, I could see them trading two or three of these picks for guys that end up playing a lot next year. We just don't know who they are yet, but their team has said, we're kind of done with them.
Yeah, like so sometimes I feel like we, as fans, go a little bit too far with the getting young thing. I love when you have a team and you can look ahead and you're like, man, a lot of young players, they should be around for a while. Mm-hmm. But some veterans are good. Some veterans, by the way, are established great players already in the league. They help the young guys get along and they help you win the big games like Super Bowls and stuff. The Darius Slays of the world. Like, yeah, right. I mean, even Brandon Graham, you know, like veterans are good to have and they help round out a roster. You don't want to have a roster full of all 25-year-olds. I mean, like it's nice, but that's sort of that's a team that you look to be good in the future. I want a team that can win the Super Bowl right now. Like and by the way, the Cooper DeJean and Quinion Mitchell thing, that was rare for rookies to come in and contribute right away like that. Even Jalen Carter took a year.
The Kansas City Chiefs did it. They did it with two rookies a couple years ago when they won.
But it's rare.
You'd have to say that's not typical. Quinion and Cooper played at star levels.
But it is now. That's what the NFL is going towards now. Look around the league, man, and look at how many contributions that young guys are bringing to the table.
But couldn't I bring up like a few other teams that drafted first and second round players thinking they were going to be good and they weren't?
Yeah. And that's what I can think of the draft that I was in, guys that got picked before me that didn't do well. There was one draft, I can't remember which year it was, where every first round draft pick, and it was like in the early 2000s, they were not good. Yeah. It was a bunch of guys. That's the chance you always take.
But there is a certainty. Like I know Slay's gone now, right? But like Slay, as the last few years played out, he was getting older. But there's like you kind of know what you're getting with Slay. There's more risk to the draft. Then there's more reward if you get a Quinion dirt cheap for 4 or 5 years at a high level. But there's risk.
And again, it's the organization and the guys that they pick. They go out just like, okay, recruiters. When you recruit, like look at the draft like a recruiting seminar, because basically that's what it is. Mm-hmm. You're recruiting. You go out and you have a workshop where you get to see all the best and the brightest from every school all over the place. And you have these meetings where you vet these young men to figure out their why. The Eagles have in this combine, when they went to the combine, they've identified a first rounder. They've identified their contingency, and they've also identified other guys that they feel will fit the role and have success in the system that they implement. And with that being said, to me, it feels like the biggest emphasis that they have on these young players is coachable. That's big. If you're coachable, if you're a coachable guy and you're willing to work hard, that can make up for talent deficiencies. Now, I understand you got to have, and I'm not sitting here saying that you can't have talent because you have to have talent. But when you talk about this team and you talk about having a good defense, you got to have talent at every level. That's how it was always taught to me. You want to have talent on your defensive line. You want to have talent in your linebacker group. And you want to have talent in your secondary. Wait a minute. Let me finish because I'm cooking. I'm about to tie it all in for you, bro. And when you look at this team right now, today, you have talent. You have Pro Bowl talent at every level.
But they've
that
lost talent at two of the levels.
But
right.
you have those cogs, those significant cogs at every level. You talk to anybody that has been a defensive coordinator at the highest level, they will tell you that. You give me one good defensive lineman, you give me a good linebacker, and you give me some good secondary players, I can make that work. But any good coach can do that.
But at what point do you rely too heavily and too much on young and especially rookie players to play those roles for you. Like, I get the Chiefs example, but let's be real about this. Like, correlation doesn't always equal causation. The Chiefs didn't win that Super Bowl against us because of those young rookie corners. They got torched by Jalen Hurts and the Eagles. Not really. I mean, Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in football. That's why they won the Super Bowl. We can be honest about this.
You know, it's funny because we sit here and we'll talk about how good the defense was, but then, now we're talking about the secondary.
So I would say the next year the Chiefs defense led the way.
Yeah,
the one they beat us.
That's true.
The one they beat us, it was their offense.
Right.
The bottom line
the
is
the one
this.
They beat the Niners, I would say Snead and McDuffie, they led the way.
If I put it like this. If we were talking about Jalen Carter and we let Jalen Carter go, I'm sounding the alarms. I am uncomfortable. We are not going to be that good because he's a generational talent. There's no disputing that. Now, what happens this year, you know, whether or not he takes that next step is remains to be seen. But right now, he is a generational talent.
All right, 215-592-9494. Hugh's going to give you a second clue in a second here for Hugh's Clues. This hour is on 94 WIP. It's fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance from your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car to 94 only at Sunoco. Speaking of Sunoco, Hugh, we have a $100 gift card to give away to Sunoco.
100.
All right, so first clue was a car?
It's a car.
Second clue. How the people need some help here. Come on.
Y'all ready for this one?
I'm ready.
This should make it easy.
Okay,
this clue I'm about to drop on y'all should make it easy.
Help the people out.
This car was driven by an iconic 70s actor.
Okay, so we got a car driven by an iconic 70s actor. All right, before we go back to the phone lines here, we'll get to everyone's phone calls. Hugh, you ever look at something, you read it quickly, and then you kind of look back, and you're like, did I miss something there? I think we may have, or I may have. Hugh, earlier today we had the breaking news that the Eagles signed Josh Uche, right? The pass rusher, formerly of the Patriots, played the last half of this past season with the Kansas City Chiefs. He is here now on a one-year deal. And this is the way Adam Schefter reported this. Are you ready for the wording on this?
Mm-hmm.
Quote, pass rush help for Philadelphia Eagles reached agreement today. The Eagles reached agreement today on a one-year deal with former Chiefs free agent linebacker Josh Uche, who will now try to help replace Josh Sweat and Brandon Graham. Now, Hugh, we know Josh Sweat is a member of the Arizona Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be shocked if Brandon Graham signed somewhere else. Does Adam Schefter know something that we don't? Is that Schefter's way of telling us Graham is likely retiring?
See, that's a good question. I don't know. If I'm being honest, I think Brandon is working through some things right now. You know, I had a chance to talk to him, and he didn't say to me that he was retiring. But that is probably something that him and his wife are discussing. I would not be surprised. You know, I mean, at one time when I was married and, you know, you get hurt and, you know, your wife thinking about your kids and everything, I'm pretty sure his wife has some concerns about his quality of life after football. And I'm pretty sure they're having conversations about, you know, their financial situation, which is not in dire straits. But still, you want to map out a plan for the next chapter in your life. And I'm pretty sure Brandon's trying to figure that out. He's trying to figure out what he wants to do, how he wants to attack this. Does he want to play another year? Does he want to get healthy and give it one more go and play another year? I'll tell you this. When I did talk to Brandon, the first thing I said to him, I said, I'm proud of you. I said, because you had the kind of career that I wish I had.
Mm.
I said, you played in 3 Super Bowls, dog. You came into the league. And there was a lot of question marks about you. You stayed the course. And you became an iconic figure here in Philadelphia. And I said, on top of that, I said, dog, you played in the Super Bowl and won it. I said, you tore your arm up in the Super Bowl and you won it. I said, hell, I did that and we lost. I said, I'm just like putting it in perspective. I was like, I almost had a moment. I was like, shoot, shucks. Like, You have the storybook ending of anybody's NFL career, dog. I said, so whatever you decide to do, you've won. Like, you've won on so many different levels. So I said, you know, I appreciate you. I have a tremendous amount of respect for you. And, I mean, that was it. It's just when you talk about a player that has seen he's seen it all. You know, he went from being the guy that nobody thought he was a bust to being the guy that, you know, had some controversial things to say about his teammates. And he won two Super Bowls, went to three. One, two.
Most games played in the history of the uniform.
Yes.
Yeah, he's an all-time Eagle. Like,
yeah.
I hope he comes back. The wording, though, of the Schefter thing makes me wonder if we'll soon hear that he's not. We shall see. 215-592-9494. Nick is in Douglasville. Hey, Nick.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Nick. What's up, buddy?
One thing. Now, if I get this Blues Clues right, I don't want gas. Can you guys give me some tickets here?
No. You get the prize we're giving you. You Nick, can't come on here changing the prize. What's wrong with you?
Man, you're killing me.
What you mean? We give you $100 worth of gas. Where else you going somewhere to get $100 worth of gas? And really, you're getting $6 extra because Joe going to get in trouble for that.
I bumped it up.
Joe doing that, by the way. That ain't me.
Yeah, Nick, it was a $94 gift card. I thought $100 was more of a round number.
Greedy. But ungrateful.
Nick, if you take the gift card, you could use your gas money to buy the tickets you want. I mean, it all evens out.
There you go. You got it, Joe. So what do you want to hear from me? I think they made a big mistake with Slay, who's a big playmaker. Jalen Hurts to sign a rookie $250 million. That really I think hurt their cap there. So I'm not a big fan of Hurts. He seems like most of the season he was playing on the college level. In the end he finally did pick it up. But as far as, you know, some of the trades that they're making, I don't agree with. But, I mean, you know, they're going to do what they're going to do. It's just my opinion.
Well, yeah, and as far as the Hurts thing, his contract is obviously a huge part of this. They paid a quarterback a lot of money. It's not the only one, though. They're paying two receivers. They're paying a running back. They're paying an offensive lineman. It's the whole offense. I mean, they all make a lot of money.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, they kind of jumped his gun with signing Barkley again and giving him, you know, $41 million.
I agree. I mean, that was, to me, was unnecessary. I mean, to give him extra money, and then we're letting defensive players go. Nick, what do you got for us? What's your guess for this gift card that you can't wait for?
I would say it would be a cherry red Chevelle.
I like that guess.
That's a good guess.
It's not it, but it's a good guess.
That's a good guess, though.
I think it was a little hard to say Jalen was playing at a college level during the season. He was playing for a lot of the year as a pretty good quarterback.
Yeah.
At the end, he played great.
You know, some people, they're never going to. Yeah, I mean, you because for some folks, they just can't never admit that they were wrong about something.
Well, I've noticed this.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know what that feel like, and I ain't been wrong about nothing yet.
Attitude reflects leadership.
Bryce Hoff.
Yeah.
I ain't been wrong. Okay, I'll give you that one.
Yeah.
No, I still believe in Bryce Huff. He's going to get a chance.
It is amazing. We can't get the Hurts conversation to a level where it actually makes any sense. You know what's happened since the Super Bowl? I think both extremes are really too much. Like, did Jalen suddenly become the greatest quarterback ever?
Mm-mm.
No. What was he playing at a college level?
Mm-mm.
No. I think, and I'm trying to be as fair as I can, I thought for a lot of the year he was up and down. He had good moments. He had tough moments. He was, if I were to say during the year, like, was he a top five quarterback the whole year? I would say no, not the whole season. He played good, right? And then he had some moments where he was excellent and then some moments average. In the last two games, he was special. When the biggest moments, when the lights shine brightest.
Like, he's a winner, man. I think,
but like, we can't, it's hard for people to just say those things.
You know what? The best way you can sum Jalen Hurts up in a nutshell is he's a winner. I mean, I think that's fair. And I think for a lot of people, they can't wrap their minds around that. And I'm not taking shots at anybody, but Josh Allen, for example, when you look at them comparing them together, Josh Allen is a physical specimen compared to Jalen. A physical specimen. But Jalen has those unquantifiable intangibles. Like, you know what I think about when I think about Jalen? Is before the Super Bowl, they played the video. Was it after the Super Bowl? Where they talked about
the hate.
They asked him, why should we take you?
Yeah. This was back during his combine.
Yes.
Or his draft year.
And he looked at you straight in the face and he said, because I'm a winner, coach. He said, because I have the ability, and I'm ad-libbing here, to lead men. And and you know, every time I hear that, it gives me goosebumps. And I think back on John Gruden. And what's the guy's name? Phil Simpson, Chris, when he was in the huddle.
Yeah.
And he was trying to call the play, and he couldn't spit it out. One of the biggest things that you have to have in the huddle as a quarterback. I ain't never played quarterback, but I've heard people say it. You have to be able to command the huddle, number one, and you have to say it in a way where whenever you call a play, that people believe you. Jameis Winston was on Jason Kelce's show, and he talked about how in the huddle, how he had to look at everybody. Now, he's a goofball. We know that. But he knows how to command the huddle. That's one of the most important things that you have as a quarterback. You put that – I'm not going to be crazy and say you need that over talent because that y'all are really talking bad about me. But being able to command the huddle and have that kind of confidence is right there with talent.
Yeah, I think we've lost our mind both ways on the Hurts thing. Like, he's obviously a good quarterback, and he's a winner. But, like, I think I made this comp a few weeks ago after they won. To me, he's become like football's Derek Jeter. Was Derek Jeter better than Ken Griffey Jr. because Derek Jeter won all the time? No. I mean, but that's okay. Derek Jeter is a Hall of Famer and a great player. Like, it's okay. I'm happy with where Hurts is, and I hope he plays the way he did the last two games into next season.
Yeah, like that. You know what it is, Joe? It's like that one individual that you see that, you know, they might be in the sea. Like, maybe you're out somewhere, you're at a club, and you see a bunch of beautiful women. But it's that one woman. She might not be the one that sticks out the most, and she might not be the one that has the greatest frame, but it's something about her that you gravitate towards, or him, for this matter.
And you just lather Vaseline on me.
I just try to put it in a perspective where people can understand, because I think it's important, because that's what Jalen is, because especially at the quarterback position, I think a lot of times when we talk about quarterbacks, we get caught up more so in what we feel a quarterback should be than what he actually is. Now, and I know I said this yesterday, tongue in cheek, and I was basically saying to get on the spike skin. But Josh Allen is a hell of a quarterback, a hell of a regular season quarterback. Joe Burrow, hell of a regular season quarterback.
And Lamar Jackson. Burrow has got to a Super Bowl.
Yeah, Burrow has gotten a Super Bowl. Lamar Jackson, hell of a quarterback during the regular season. They can't get past that hump for whatever reason. And on the flip side of that, when it comes to the biggest moments, they both have come up short.
They have. I mean, that's
and
it's
in
the reality.
Here's the flip side to that. We can sit here and say Jalen has been mediocre or terrible in the regular season, up and down, roller coaster. He's on a roller coaster. But in the biggest moments,
he's shown up.
That's when he shows up.
Jalen and Lamar are interesting because they're almost the opposite. Lamar is and Lamar could have three MVPs if the voting went differently.
Yeah.
Like, that's all-time stuff. But Lamar's numbers in the playoffs are rough. I mean, it just feels like he's struggling.
Jalen is showtime, man. Jalen is showtime.
Yeah, these lists are going to come out and Lamar is going to be ranked ahead of Jalen on almost all of them. But if you had to win one game tomorrow,
I'm picking Jalen.
Burrow and Allen and Mahomes, that's different. But Lamar, for whatever reason, has struggled.
But Mahomes is in a category
by himself. No, he's by himself.
But out of those groupings of quarterbacks that you just named,
Lamar struggled the most.
If it was one game that I needed and I knew somebody wasn't going to pee down their leg, I'm taking Jalen.
I mean, Jalen's been great. But I think Burrow and Allen have been great,
put it
too,
like
in big
that.
Games.
No, they've
played great.
Even
Lamar's
when
the
Josh
one that's
Allen,
played the worst in the biggest
when
games.
Josh Allen came to town and they had Jalen on the ropes, Jalen came down the field and scored and hit y'all with, "Are you not entertained?"
Yeah.
He hit you with, like, there's something about that, man. Like, you can't, and you know what? For some folks, they'll never see it because, I mean, they just ain't got it. They can't understand it.
Mm.
They can't understand it. But that's why, when you talk about Jalen, and people say, well, what do you think about Jalen? All I can say is he's a winner.
Well, he is.
That's not a lie.
That all being said, and I agree with it, he's a winner, and he's Super Bowl MVP. The 2 years they've had the best defense with him is the years they've gotten
the furthest. I mean, you can say it all you want. You can say it like that, and I respect that.
So that's why I think they needed him
when he went.
Yeah, it's true.
Josh Allen ain't been nowhere.
Doesn't have a defense.
He had no defense, but he had the ball in his hand when they lost.
He
had an opportunity.
Forget the Allen thing for a second. I'm worried about the Eagles right now. And then losing players left and right on defense. Have they allocated too much money to the offensive side?
Nope.
Well, I disagree. 215-592-9494. We'll get to everyone's phone calls here on the other side. I think the Eagles have tied up too much money on the offense. I mean, basically everyone but the right guard. and we'll see what they do there, is making a lot of money, second contracts. Meanwhile, defense, we're losing left and right. They've allocated the money to the offense, and the defense now is losing some good players. Have they gone to, have the scales tipped too far? That's the way it feels for me today. Where do you guys come down on that? We'll do a Clearwater check-in later in the 12 o'clock hour. An interesting article this morning about Trey Turner's future at shortstop. We'll get to it all. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. A great lawn is like a great sports team. It takes expertise and a little extra care to really stand out. That's where True Green comes in. They're the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. They know a thing or two about keeping grass looking like a fairway. It's more affordable than you think. They'll even match any competitor's price. Plus, True Green backs it all up with a satisfaction guarantee. Not happy? They'll come back between visits to make it right. Head to truegreen.com today. Let the pros do the work while you sit back and enjoy the results.